I'm Navi Ball, and my guest today is Jesse Lavoie. Jesse is here to talk about a court challenge he's filed against the province back in August regarding growing cannabis in your own home. Thank you for joining me today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So first off, Jesse, why don't you tell us a bit of background on this? When did this first kind of get on your radar, so to speak?
No, absolutely. So this ban first came onto my radar when it was put into place. I didn't have the ability or time to do anything about it at that moment. I was traveling a lot for work. I never really had an opportunity to be home all the time to grow four plants. And when COVID-19 hit, I was sent back home full time and I was able to grow, except I picked the wrong province to live in because I live here in Manitoba. So I approached a law firm. We built a very strong case and strong arguments. And in August, we filed our notice of application, which started the entire process. Since then, I filed one affidavit in September, followed by the government's affidavit, which laid out their entire argument. And on Friday, we filed 7 expert affidavits, which completely ripped apart the government's arguments in their affidavit.
Yeah, why don't you tell us a bit more about the affidavit? Because there's a lot of evidence from a number of experts. So why don't you tell us a bit more about that and who spoke in your favor?
Sure. So just so everyone understands, an affidavit is a sworn statement by an expert or an individual where they can include research and documents into their statements, and that can be used as evidence in court. So what I wanted to do, because at the start it was just myself, Jesse Lavoie, against the Manitoba government. So in order to bring credibility to my case, I started cold calling doctors, executives from all across Canada, and asking them to write expert evidence in support of my case. I was able to get Dr. Boyd, Dr. Baer, Dr. Singh, Professor Hathaway, Jamie Shaw, CEO of Alias LED, so they're going to talk about grow lights and the safety of them. And Rick, who owns Growers and Smokers here in Manitoba, he's an expert grower and sells grow equipment. So he has talked on the safety of grow equipment, keeping humidity low, getting rid of odor. So I've really built a team that took the government's affidavits and their arguments, picked it apart, and had an expert touch on every single word in their argument.
Now, as mentioned before, this was filed back in August of 2020. So what has happened since then in regards to this litigation?
So we came to a scheduling agreement, which pretty much laid out due dates for documents and whatnot. So like I mentioned, we filed in August. Then I filed my initial affidavit. The government filed their response affidavit, which laid out their arguments. I've now filed my expert evidence in the form of affidavits on Friday. The next step is for the government to read all the evidence we've provided and to potentially find experts for themselves. After that, we get into briefs, which are pretty much everyone laying out what they're going to be saying in court.
Do you have an idea as to when this could potentially wrap up, or is it too soon to say at this point?
It's a very open answer because with COVID-19, with the courts taking time off in the summers, with the potential of the government asking for extensions for affidavits, it's uncertain right now. If no extensions are granted and we stay on this current track, we should be in court by November.
Now, there was a similar challenge in Quebec that ended up being ruled in favor of the person who filed the challenge. Does that give you the confidence that the ruling in this case could potentially be in your favor?
It absolutely did. You know, when you look at Quebec's fine, theirs starts at around $250 if you get caught with four plants or less. And theirs was overturned on the basis that the government was taking something that's federally legal and criminalizing it. So when you look at a Manitoba fine, $2,542, that's like 10 times the fine. So we didn't build our entire case on that Quebec ruling because currently it's in appeal in Quebec. And if the government wins that appeal, we didn't want our entire case being leaning on that decision. But it did add fuel to my fire and to the fire of our case. And we are hopeful that the Quebec people will come out victorious in that appeal.
Now, this court challenge has the support of the Green Party of Manitoba, as well as the Liberal Party of Manitoba as well, I believe. So when did this sort of happen and how did you ultimately connect with those respective parties regarding this challenge?
So that was another cold call experience. I just started cold calling the NDP, the Liberals, and the Green Party, both provincially and federally, looking for support in this cause. I've gotten responses from all three parties mentioned, and the support there is huge. And I really like talking to all the leaders and their respective members.
Now, why was this ultimately important for you to pursue?
multiple reasons. One, selfishly, I want to grow myself. I want the ability, like every other Canadian, to put seeds in the ground whenever I want. I want that for every Manitoban. There's 1.2 million people here in Manitoba. And so it's 1.2 million people who are being discriminated against for the sense of being able to grow as opposed to every other Canadian. I wanted to inject as much undeniable evidence into this case instead of precedent, because I'm all about killing the stigma around cannabis and doing my part to bring experts, to bring eyes onto the stigma. It's a big combination of multiple factors.
And what would this mean for people across the province, specifically in the north, if you can speak to that?
Sure. So, you know, I'll start with tax dollars. We've seen across the country tax benefits from grow equipment, reoccurring sales and clones. So there'll be more tax revenue in the government's pocket from this that they can use for certain crises or objectives for northern communities or any community. If you want to grow four plants, like the federal government has allowed you to, you'll have that opportunity to do that. Communities will be built around this. In other provinces, people get together to share growing techniques, to exchange genetics, to work together to ensure everyone's getting the right amount of yield. When we look at what else is federally legal, you can gift 30 grams of cannabis from one adult to another. So if I win this case and we can grow here, but condo boards say, no, you can't, well, people who live in condos, they have friends who live in houses. And those friends can grow their four plants and then gift the 30 grams to that person. We see it across the country, and really no negative press or cases around the government of Manitoba's argument. So there isn't children who are grabbing it from four plants. There isn't black market organizations that are running off of four plants. There isn't fires from four plants. There isn't mold and houses being destroyed from four plants. As you can tell, I'm very into this and invested in this case.
Speaking of the black market organizations, I understand that many Manitobans and Canadians still buy weed through those illegal streams. Would allowing people to grow their own plants help put a damper on that to some extent?
Well, to answer that question, here in Manitoba, you have three options to get cannabis. You can go to a recreational store where you'll likely pay around $10 a gram after tax, give or take a few dollars. Stores are doing a great job in bringing that price down. You can go on the medical avenue where you can buy cannabis from licensed producers, roughly about the same cost, depending on which cannabis. Or you can go to the black market and you can purchase cannabis for 50% or less of the cost. So I've seen people buy cannabis online for $3.50 a gram illegally. In other provinces, there's a fourth option. You can grow your own or have someone who's growing their own gift you 30 grams. So to answer your question, yes, we would see a drop in black market activity because there'd be people growing themselves, growing enough for their yearly amount because you can store cannabis for over 12 months if stored properly. And you'd see a lot of gifting and community building.
Now, Jesse, we've covered quite a bit of ground regarding this court challenge, but was there anything else about it that you wanted to talk about today?
When regulations allow, I will be throwing a Toba-grown event. So everyone listening, if you want to come and show your support for four plants and for Manitoba to join the rest of Canada on this front, once allowed, I'll be throwing an event and I'll let you know. Let's get in a room, let's sort it out and figure out a safe, effective rollout that you're comfortable with so we can just get Manitobans growing. And we can focus our efforts elsewhere. So that's my message to Brian Pallister and everyone else working on his side on this case.
And is there a way for people who wish to follow this journey of yours to do so?
Yes, so you can check out tobagrown.ca. So if you know Manitoba, I took the Toba out of there, put grown.ca. You can also check out on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube and Twitter, Toba Grown. Look it up. We're selling t-shirts to go towards the legal bills right now. Currently, this case is going to cost about $45,000, not including an appeal. So we've raised about $15,000. So if you know of anyone who would love a Toba Grown shirt, come check out tobagrown.ca and please support the cause.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you again, Jesse, for telling us about this court challenge. It was great hearing about it.
Oh, it was great talking with you. And thank you so much for having me on.
All right. That was Jesse Lavoie from Toba Grown.